Visit us online at www.thehype873.com.
Hey, what's going on? It is your girl, Tampa Mystic, and we are live in ATL on the Hype 87.3. And as always, we have a special, special superstar guest checking in tonight. All the way in Canada, by the way of Dominican Republic, he goes by the name of Alter Santos. How you doing?
Alter Santos de la casa, baby. Thank you so much for the opportunity tonight. I'm feeling amazing, and you?
It's a pleasure to have you on the line. I thank you so much for taking some time with us. I know you've got a lot going on. You know, you're a busy young man, but go ahead and give us that official introduction of yourself.
Well, I've just been making music. Thank God and my team, we are now reaching a beautiful place in my career. We just released the song Viceversa. I'm an artist that came from Dominican, but I'm living in Toronto, and now I'm making reggaeton music.
I love it. Well, definitely, we need to learn all about your journey, going back to being born in the Dominican Republic. You know, take us back to growing up there. I know you were very close with your mother. You know, she was a big influence for you along your musical journey. Take us back to your childhood growing up there. What was it like for you?
It was really hard. You know, Dominican is a low economy country. So being a musician and also being able to live from the music in Dominican, it was actually a blessing. But not everything was beautiful like that, like how it's happening right now. There was time where we didn't even have food on the table because we didn't have money or work. But just growing up and being able to go to the music school and learning music was one of the things that actually gave me the power to do the things that I'm doing today. Because if I didn't learn music, I wouldn't be able to do the things that I'm doing today.
Absolutely. Music, having a musical journey is so beautiful because it opens up a lot of opportunities for people such as yourself. Growing up out there, like you said, it was a little bit of a struggle because, you know, the resources aren't always there. Do you feel like that really drove you to want to pursue your passion with music?
Oh, yeah. So the thing is, like, I always differentiate myself from the people, like, you know, like from others, because I see people just give up, but I didn't want to give up. I say, I want to do something that I love, and music is my thing. I didn't have a plan B or anything. That's all I wanted to do. So I encouraged myself, even when I learned other things through the time, music was the number one thing, priority that I love the most. I have my heart put and my mind into it.
That is beautiful. I love that. I love your journey. Now, I know that you started out, as a saxophonist.
Yes. Oh, so because how I was telling you early, I went to the music school and I learned saxophone, like, professionally. Not only saxophone, all the seven instruments too. And I studied music theory to the teeth. And that's what actually helped me today to make the bangers that I make. If it wasn't for that and the music, mostly of the time people think that normally I'm singing, but they don't know that my melodies when I'm singing are the same melodies that I will do on the saxophone.
Wow, I love that. That is so amazing. So at what age did you start playing the saxophone?
11.
So you started young. Now, was that something that you really wanted to pursue, or was it also because I know your mother was a big influence for you? Was it something that she also wanted you to do?
Yeah, to be honest, my mom never like told me play an instrument. I just follow up. I follow up because I really enjoyed it and like I really love the way instrument sound, you know. So I actually was something that came out from me. My mom plays instrument. Everybody in Dominican in my town, like the kids were playing an instrument. I wanted to play an instrument too, you know?
Yes, absolutely. And I know you were also influenced by a renowned trumpet player as well.
Yeah. It was like one of my godfather.
Yes.
He was like my mother. My mother, brother, but not real brother. They just, you know, musician partners. And then I got inspired by him so much because I actually, like, understood the artistically talent that he had, and I'm like, wow, I want to be the same.
Absolutely. It's always good when you have people around you that are close to you that are so influential, and it sounds like they also, you know, helped you with your journey as well, your musical journey.
Yeah. It's just a blessing, to be honest, like having people around like that, like they just can inspire you. And Dominican is full of those, you know. Dominican is full of talented people that have no resources and still they manage to make it happen.
Yes, I love that. That to me makes you appreciate everything so much more.
Yeah, of course, it does.
Yes, definitely. Now, when did you start transitioning into singing and songwriting?
It was actually hard to explain when I started the transition, because when I started saxophone, I was 11, but by the age of 14, I was playing already professionally with bands outside the country, outside of my city. It was like when I got my studio, right? I believe 15, but it wasn't a transition where I was like, okay, I'm making music for myself. No, I started writing music for other people because I became a producer. I was good in computers too, because I went to university for computers. And then the program and music together just made it easy for me to manage the recording program, the recording dog. And once I started recording, people was like, oh, help me with this lyric. For some reason, I was good at it. And even with the hooks and melodies, I was helping them. It just all because of the music, you know. Then it was a seamless transition that I don't even know when it happened that I started making music for myself. It was actually people pushing.
That is amazing. I love your journey. I love that you started doing it at such a young age. You learned early on what your true passion is, and that's something that you're able to do from here on out. Now, let's take it on the personal side for just a brief moment. I know that your mother did pass away. How did that really impact you when you lost your mother?
Well, it was a hard time, because at the moment I even stopped making music.
Yeah.
Like almost for about a year. I didn't even want to, honestly, like even be in a studio or being like outside or anything that has to do with music, because it reminds me her. So it was actually a really tough time.
Yeah. It's difficult. I understand. I lost my mother as well, and I became in a dark place. I had anxiety and I didn't want to pursue my career for a while. Like it takes a lot out on us, but I think that we realize that our mother would not want us to stop. They would want us to keep going.
Of course. They always want us to keep going. You know, I believe that they are watching us and they want us to fulfill our dreams too.
Absolutely. She's always with you. She's proud of you. And that's the motivation right there to keep you going.
Yeah, exactly.
So how long have you lived in Toronto?
It's been already almost 8 years.
Okay.
I believe 8 to 9 years.
So what took you out there? Did you have family there?
No, I'm actually just friend. It was actually friend. I came because I fell in love with a girl.
Nothing. It happens like that sometimes.
yeah, it does.
Do you think being in Toronto has helped you with your music career as far as accelerating it and getting it, you know, really moving and shaking?
Yeah, I think yes, because here is when I make and meet my biggest people, let's say, like the biggest influencers and on my music career, because here I met my manager here, I met George, my label. So Toronto being a big part of my career.
Man, that is a blessing. Having a great team around you, having good representation, all of that matters when it comes to a music artist's career. So definitely shout out to your phenomenal team that's around you and that's helping you, you know, through your journey.
Amen. Shout out to my team and game.
So do you still play the saxophone?
Yes, like that's my baby. Like it's something. A lot of people that, you know, like they play instrument, they stop playing instrument and then they kind of go down because they don't have a good foundation. But just because I came from like, how you say, a time where you have to be the best or you don't want to, you don't want to make it, or you don't want to play with the best band, you know? So it was a really like a lot of competition when I started, right? So I wanted to be the best. So like, I built a really good base, so now I have the luxury that I can not even play for 1 or 2 months, and when I hold the saxophone, couple of minutes, warm up, and I'm good to go.
That is amazing. Have you thought about picking up and learning other instruments?
I'm constantly learning because I see an instrument and I want to sometimes learn. Example, like the piano. Like not long ago, when I started my studio, I started like kind of like playing a little bit of piano, and now I can play a little bit. But yes, besides that, I play all the same instruments like flute, clarinet, tenor, soprano, baritono, percussion, like all the family of the saxophone, and a little bit of trumpet because that was one of the main instruments that my mom played, and then I wanted to learn a couple of things on it.
That is awesome. I love that you're expanding everything that you're doing. Besides, you know, you having a real passion for music and having a love for it, what else keeps you motivated to keep going? Because this is not, it's a tough industry.
Honestly, I would say like my artists, like the artists that are inspirational to me, like Faye, Ozuna, Justin Quiles. Like I see them and I see the story too, and it's actually like moved me to keep going and like keep reaching things that, like, you know, that I want to do.
Definitely. Let's talk about your creative process when it comes to your music. Do you like have sessions where you sit down and write your music, or how does that portion come together? How does your songs come together?
It's pretty much like the process of creation varies sometimes. Because it could be that, since I was also studying music, I was mentoring my little brother, the middle one, because I have 3 little brothers. And sometimes he's a composer too. Sometimes he comes out with some songs. Sometimes I'm on the studio and like people, like the producer, come with songs. But sometimes I'm writing my own music. Sometimes I'm home, I write music home, and I record it. Sometimes I record it myself and then go to the producer. So I have so many ways to do it that I just doesn't stop me, honestly, from trying new ways.
Yes. And that's probably what keeps you really passionate about it, because you have so many different ways of doing it and people that are involved. You know, it continues to drive you to want to do more within the music industry.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, that's true.
So right now, the music that you're putting out, you said that it's kind of in the reggaeton lane?
Yes, reggaeton, bachata, but mostly reggaeton. It has that color, that sound. Even if I create a bachata, merengue, it has that reggaeton vibe, you know, like the vocals, my vocals on it.
I love it. Are there other genres that are out there that you're interested in pursuing at some point in time?
Maybe later on in time.
Yeah, absolutely. You're still perfecting everything that you're doing right now.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Outside of music, let's talk about, you know, when you're not in the studio recording or you're not writing music, what other things do you enjoy doing?
Oh, wow. Like, this question is nice. Well, I like doing a lot of things, to be honest. Like, I'm very versatile, but one of the things that I like to enjoy is just go with my friends and play VR or basketball. Mm. Like, I love basketball a lot. When it's summer in Canada, you know, because Canada is really cold. So when it's summer, I like to go out and play basketball. That's my favorite thing to do.
Absolutely. Basketball is a good sport to keep you in shape. And you look like you're in shape.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Did you ever have a desire when you were younger to play basketball professionally? Or is that something you just enjoy doing in your spare time?
Honestly, I have. I thought so when I was a kid, like 10 years old, I wanted to be a basketball player. But it was just a kid thing because I was playing with my friends, right? And like, it was like, wow. I remember trying to be a basketball player, going, waking up early, going to shoot. I'm like, no way. But it passed on me. It just became a hobby.
Yeah, absolutely. Playing sports, it takes a lot of discipline.
Yeah, it does. It does. It does.
Definitely.
It does.
So you have three younger brothers. Do they also live in Canada now?
No. They are still in Dominica.
Okay.
And one of them is traveling. He already played trumpet professionally. Mm. So I'm following my step, but he's doing what I used to do before.
I love that. That is beautiful. So you have a very musically inclined family.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, yes. Everybody in my family plays an instrument.
That is amazing. I know you play basketball. Is basketball a big sport in Dominican Republic?
It is. It's not like other countries like United States or Canada where like you actually, you know, get paid. But we have a couple of like Hal Holford. He came from Dominican, you know, he played in the NBA. So it's not like a big thing. Baseball, it is a big thing in Dominica.
Okay. Baseball is the big sport over there.
Yes. Now we have Alex Rodriguez, Manny Ramirez. Mostly of the biggest Hall of Fame baseballists are coming from Dominica.
Wow. Did you ever desire to play baseball or was it always basketball for you?
I did, but I injured my arm and I couldn't keep playing anymore.
Understood. Absolutely. Now let's talk about the music. I know you've done extremely well so far in your music career and it's only getting better. You've got millions of streams, hundreds of thousands of fans, monthly listeners. Let's talk about that. What are some of the things that you've done to build your presence up to be able to gain millions of streams in the music industry?
Well, to be honest, it was really organic. So I can say that I had a one way to do it. It was just part of the journey of the creation. Everything came together.
Definitely. Are you really active on your social media?
Yes, I've been since I started releasing my last single. I've been active. I wasn't active for a couple of weeks. Just getting people excited for their release and being active now.
Definitely. Do you feel that being active on social media, because we are in a digital like content type of era, do you feel like that has really helped you with your music career?
It does. It does. Social media form a big part of right now for any artist. Like if you don't understand social media, you're behind. You have to maintain like update yourself like when it comes to social media.
Right, absolutely. As an artist, you almost have to be like a content creator nowadays as well.
Oh, yeah. It is. For some artists, because you know, not every artist has the chance to be like, to be creative and understand like all these tools to make videos. So I had the luck that I'm lucky that I understand them and I'm being able to create content by myself, and sometimes I get help from my managers or whatever who is around.
Definitely. Absolutely. That teamwork, right?
Yeah, exactly.
What is the music scene like in Toronto for artists, you know, independent artists or artists on the rise? You know, is there a big music scene out there right now?
Yes, it is. Here in Canada, we've seen a lot of young talented that are actually killing it in the industry. Like, we got a couple. And when it comes to English, Latin is growing. English is huge in Toronto already.
Yeah.
But Latin is growing.
Definitely. Do you think that that's where you'll stay residing, or do you have a desire to maybe move to another city, state, country?
Yes, I actually have a couple of places like Miami, LA. I actually wanna go to Miami, LA.
Yeah, you would love Miami. It's a whole vibe. I'm from Florida. Miami's a vibe.
Yeah, my manager been telling me. My manager been telling me about it.
Yes, it's beautiful out there. The scenery is beautiful. The women are beautiful. It's a whole vibe. Yeah, you should go to Miami and shoot a music video out there. That would be really dope.
Yeah, I can't wait to do that. I actually been planning for that.
That would be amazing. Absolutely. So I know that you have a song that we're going to check out here in a few minutes. It's called Vice Versa. Is this particular song part of an album or an EP, or was it strictly released as a single?
It was released as a single.
Okay. Is there any albums or EPs in the works, or have you recently released any?
Yes, we actually working on an EP, and then we're going to release an album. But first, we want to release couple of singles first.
Yes.
And then once we're done with the single, then we're going to go for the releases. Yeah.
I love that. Building up the anticipation, putting the singles out there to build the anticipation for a whole project.
Yeah, exactly. That's the plan.
Absolutely. Now, the song Vice Versa, how long has this one been released on the digital platforms?
It's been like a couple, 2 weeks already. Okay. About 2 weeks.
Okay, so it's still a brand new song.
Yeah, it's a brand new song, exactly.
What type of feedback have you been getting for the song so far from the people who's heard it?
Good, it's been a good feedback. People are enjoying, and they love because of the way the batteries are, the drum hit.
Yes.
Like, this is one of the things that keep people going. People love that type of style, like reggaeton.
I agree. You know, I started my music career about 13 years ago hosting in a reggae club. And I just love the vibe, because they would have a live reggae band that would come in there and play. And I just always love that live instrumentation. Have you ever done music with a live band?
Yeah, I have. That's with not me performing as a saxophone player. That was my one of the things that I did a lot. But me performing, I haven't my own songs. I still haven't done live with a band yet. No.
Definitely. That is amazing. I would love to see you perform live. When are you coming to Atlanta?
soon. Like, we actually want to come there soon. We have a couple of plans on the calendar to go to Atlanta and Miami, how I was telling you before. We actually have that in mind.
Absolutely. Well, definitely, you and your manager keep me posted, you know, and maybe we could perhaps set up to do this in person, you know, if time permits for you when you come out here to the Atlanta area. That would be awesome.
Sounds amazing to me.
Yes, definitely. Before we check out the song, is there anything else that you currently have in the works that people need to be in tune with? I know you said there's going to be an EP and an album on the way, but you're going to put a couple singles out first. Is there other stuff you're currently working on?
Yes, I'm working, but I want to keep it as a surprise.
Okay, understood. So they just have to follow you and keep up with you.
Exactly.
Right. You got to save some stuff to be a surprise.
Exactly.
What about fashion? Is that an interest for you as well? Like, maybe starting your own clothing line?
Yeah, I actually been thinking, even my manager, we have a brand in mind. I don't want to say the name yet because I don't want it to get stolen. But yes, we have a designer ready and everything to work for us.
That is amazing, because you have a superstar image. Like, your look, you look like an absolute superstar. That's why I figured fashion would probably fit right into what you're doing as well.
Yeah. Excuse me. What do you say?
No, I was saying that you have like a superstar image about yourself, so I could see fashion fitting right into what you're doing with your music.
Oh yeah, I appreciate that. Yes, I like fashion too. I like creating my own style too.
I love it. Well, listen, I want to thank you so much for, you know, taking a few minutes of your time with us tonight and sharing your journey with us and being transparent about everything. Before we check out the song, it's important that people stay in tune with what you got going on, because you said you got some surprises on the way. Where can they follow you at on your social media?
Artur Santos. All my social media is Artur Santos, A-L-T-U-R, Santos.
Definitely. So make sure anybody tuned in, you guys follow the movement of him and his team, because they are definitely out here working. Do you think that you guys may put together like a tour, like a promo tour or something?
Yeah, soon we'll be doing that, yes.
Absolutely. So make sure you guys follow him on social media. Now, I know you have a lot of people that love you and support you. Is there anybody that you want to give thanks to or give a shout out to before we check out the song?
Yes, my brother, Roy the Super Skin, Cami the Business, JML Entertainment, and esas son las personas que I have for shout out.
Yeah. And shout out to yourself for being such a
shout
amazing.
Out to
yeah.
Shout out to Santos baby.
I love it. I love it. Well, listen, I love your journey. I love what you got going on. I did have the opportunity to check out some of your music. You're a superstar. You're phenomenal at what you do. And I'm excited at some point in time for us to be able to sit down and do this in person. That would be amazing.
Amazing. I really appreciate you taking your time, and this was an amazing interview.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. And like I said, you know, you and your manager, you guys can keep me posted of when you set your dates to come out here to Atlanta, okay?
Sounds good. Sounds great.
Awesome. So let's check out the song. Again, thank you so much for taking some time tonight, but it's time for us to get into the record. Can you give us an introduction for it?
Yeah, you want me to tell you what is the song about?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, the song is about a girl that she's playing game on me. And I think that I'm always ahead of her, but she's always two step ahead. So that's why I say vice versa. So like she has these two faces, and she made me believe that I'm actually ahead of her, but she actually no, she's always on the game. She's always 5 steps ahead of me. That's what it's about, this one.
I love it. Who produced it? Who made the beat?
It was in Colombia, the Moneymaker.
Okay, awesome. Well, it's definitely a phenomenal record. Thank you for telling us what the song is about. Definitely, it's one of those songs that a lot of people can relate to.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah, it's one of those songs exactly, yes.
Absolutely. Well, go ahead and introduce it for us, and we'll check it out.
Yo, this is Artur Santos, baby. Esta es mi canción, Viceversa. Estamos activos.
Let's go.
Come and see what all the hype is about. Tune in to The Hype 87.3. Money Maker.
Artur Santos, baby. Ya sabes que esto es temporal, como lo dije. Travesura como Nicki. No importa si ella quien empieza, siempre se presta. Y viceversa. Ritmo de lengua con beso, beso con lengua. Encima o abajo siempre terminamos en esa, en la cama, en la mesa. Siempre me convence con psicología inversa. Termina por donde empieza. Y viceversa. Y siempre que estoy allá, cada día me llama. Tanji, Mari, Juana, me cela. Pero solo somos pana, machea. Sentimos que no va a fiesta prada. Como baby le digo a Siri. Está riquísima, abuela Irme. Como la isla Virgin. Se viene bien carito como Fiji. Modela como Gigi. Rubia como Hilton, como Gigi. Se aleja, parece NBA por como galea. Ey, si tú fueras una ola, pues que me lleve la marea. Low key, me gusta porque nunca putea. Sabes que tú es temporal. Se presta y viceversa. Un ritmo de lengua con beso, beso con lengua. Baby, encima o abajo siempre terminamos en esa, en la cama, en la mesa. Siempre me convence con psicología inversa. Y termina por donde empieza y viceversa. Santo baby.